Hey, Billy, why don't we tell them what we're about, man?
So we're here to welcome you to the Madhouse Chronicles. It's a talk show with myself, Billy Morrison.
And me, Ozzy Osbourne.
This man, Prince of Darkness. And we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Come and join Ozzy and myself. Visit osbournemediahouse.com to get special access to...
Come on!
What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
This episode of Cognitive Dissonance is brought to you by our patrons. You fucking rock. Be advised that this show is not for children, the faint of heart, or the easily offended. The explicit tag is there for a reason.
Hey folks, it's here again. This is Toaster Shakens, the best and worst of 2017, all in one episode. There's a lot of stuff I was digging through this weekend to sort of figure out what was going to go in this show. There's a lot of stuff I missed, but we only want to do one of these this year, and we only want to make it a normal episode length. So I included some of the best and worst bits from last year. Hope you enjoy it. We'll be back on Monday with a full episode. Until then, this will tide you over. This is Toaster Shakens 2017.
This clip comes from episode 337, Bullet of the Month Club, released on January 9th.
I've got news for you. It still takes a man and a woman to make a baby.
Yeah.
Babies and marriage aren't the same thing. So I got news for you, Jimmy Baker. You know what? It's funny because he fucking knows that, right? Because he got married later in life, didn't produce any offspring.
Yeah.
Right?
No, right. Exactly.
I mean,
right?
he can't possibly be fertile. Look at him. He's obviously irradiated.
Oh, I'm sure he's fine. It's just, I'm sure his wife is menopausal.
That bobble thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's menopausal.
No way. Oh, that's dry as the day is long. Are you kidding me? You can't pry that apart.
She's like moistening with a turkey baster.
He's gotta get the garden hose out just to get everything apart.
He's got a small bucket of KY's just sticking the turkey baster in there, and no, it just keeps on absorbing it. I try to go in and it's just absorbing it in the walls. It's weird. Why is it doing that?
I didn't think the human body could absorb 3 bottles of Jergens. This seems unsafe.
It's real smooth in here, though. I will say that.
It's velvety soft.
It's moisturized.
That's right.
And they say, oh, no. They can do it in a test tube. Well, they still got to get...
What are you gonna get?
Say it.
Look at how smug she looks too. Look at
sperm.
Her.
Say sperm.
Sperm.
I love when these guys are squeamish about biology, right? Because they're just like parts.
They gotta get the stuff.
Bits of the box.
They need the man stuff and the woman stuff. And if you put the man and the woman stuff together, you get the baby stuff.
Do you wonder if that's part of it? It's just like they're so divorced from how bodies work, and they're so uncomfortable that they're just like, I don't know, a man and a woman, that's a magic happens, poof, a baby. They don't want to think too much about
it. Parts. Boy, they were yelling out there in the audience.
Yeah.
He's just moving his hands. He's just moving his hands back and forth like, you guys know what I mean, huh?
Vaginal discharge.
I don't think the vaginal discharge is required for the baby.
I just thought I'd say it. I get excited.
I gotta wash the sheets. No, I don't.
You're a bachelor. Those stains are like, they're like pride. Like
I draw like a CSI circle around it and put the date on it.
You hang like one of those UV lights from the ceiling, and you spin it. It looks like one of those disco clubs around your room because all the lights are moving around.
This clip comes from episode 338. Your son would have been a veterinarian, released on January 16th.
This is David speaking, Matt, and we've deconstructed gender. It's an ultimate attack on the creator.
Deconstructed gender?
Yeah, man. It's, I mean, he's getting Derrida on us, like, real fast. Like, here
Either
we go.
Either that or you're, like, at a gender fusion restaurant. Yeah, we call this one non-binary.
We call this the Ari Stillman. It's a new creation. Nobody's sure how it works. It's very
confusing.
But
it's completely inoffensive.
And we see this pattern in Romans chapter 1, and it literally goes this way. You deny truth, then you have a darkened heart, then you displace God. In other words,
displace God.
Man.
Hey, y'all, you can't displace me. I got wheels on my house.
I love it.
You flood my trailer park, I'll just roll right on down. You can't displace me. Like, whatever you try the flood, you try the tornado, doesn't matter.
God is not a poor black man in fucking New Orleans, right? Like, he doesn't get displaced by some fucking rainwater.
Hey, I got my FEMA trailer. This is my new digs. FEMA. It says it right on the side. Can't read, but they told me that's what it said.
Fucking you darken your heart. You darken your heart. You have no idea how dark I've made this fucking thing.
God no longer matters. His law, the basis of law, which is found in God's word, his standards for righteousness, none of those matter anymore.
Those are all the same thing. You just said the same thing. It's like three different ways. None of the same thing matters anymore. None of the same thing. Not dogs nor canines. None of them. It's the same thing, you stupid fucking twat.
You displace God and you become the center of the universe. From there, it goes to degrading passions and then a depraved mind.
Okay, now you've got my interest. Look, I'm all for some degrading. Look, all of my passions are degrading to someone. Not me, but someone.
It seems to escalate kind of quickly.
It does,
you know
right?
what I mean? Like, it sort of drops it in the fifth gear real quick.
It's like we've deconstructed. It's like we've thought a little bit about what gender means. Well, now I'm fucking a dog. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to say. Like, we went from fucking somebody's like, yeah, you know, sometimes I have these questions about whether or not it's a continuum. Well, I don't know, man. I'm just out here just sticking a pumpkin up my ass. I don't know.
So this is where we find ourselves in a culture, is in a depraved mind, where we're celebrating and even forcing others to participate in immorality.
What?
Yeah, you're forcing them to hear that gay marriages exist.
Is that what he's referring to? Baking a cake or something?
Seriously,
is that what he's getting worked up about?
What's the very worst that can... It's not like they walk in and be like, all right, lube up.
Yeah, right?
I'm coming to get you.
It's not like the government's like... Yeah. Hello, suck a dick. Yeah. Oh man,
not what home.
I don't. Room
we
service.
We hear you in there. There's a dick at the door. Open the door. But I don't want it. I don't want to suck a dick.
Just put it through the mail slot.
It's like a postal office glory. Yeah,
we'll be able to tell if that's your dog, sir. We'll be able to tell. This isn't our first rodeo.
Stop putting peanut butter on the tip.
This clip comes from episode 339, Tiny Hands Across America, released on January 23rd.
So Gwyneth Paltrow's got a magazine called Goop, which is basically what's going to be flowing out of your vagina if you stick a bunch of foreign objects into it, fucking hold them there long enough. She's got this Goop magazine, and in Goop, she suggested that you fucking stick a rock in your pussy and walk around. So Cecil, this actually reminds me of a recent Christmas offering by Nordstrom.
Oh, Chris, wait.
Yeah, so were they
oh no, that's Neiman Marcus. Anyway, forget it. Yeah.
So they were recently selling and sold out, by the way, just like Gwyneth Paltrow sold out. Now she sold out of Pussy Rocks.
Pussy Rocks.
And they sold out of Rocks in a Bag.
Wait a second. So there's a, you can get Pussy Rocks.
Uh-huh. Or Pussy Stones.
You
I don't know.
You can get Moon Rocks.
Yeah.
Can I take a spaceship to Pussy? Is that is there a way to get there?
I feel like if you need to get to Pussy, there's easier ways than a spaceship.
Not for me, actually. No. Yeah.
So, you know, it's like, so they got vagina rocks,
nobody,
pussy stones.
Nobody would let me board that spaceship.
Cunt gravel.
Without going through the rigorous astronaut training program. It's necessary.
Nobody's going to let you go through the astronaut training program. But if they just see you, just like, no, fail. He
you have
fails
to hold
out.
Your breath for 3 minutes.
He fails out. Can you breathe without a snorkel? Because if you can't breathe without a snorkel.
Did you say gash gravel? Is that what you said? Is that one of them? Gash gravel's good. I like that.
Yeah. Gash gravel is better than cunt gravel.
Cunt gravel. Yeah, no, that doesn't work. I don't like that. Yeah.
No. Trying to think of other words for.
Anyway, you were saying. Yeah. So
the advice was to stick a fucking rock up your junk and just walk around. Sure. And this, I don't know if this is before or after you steam the clam, because she also recommended that.
Well, if you do, then the pearl comes out.
then you got to put it back in.
You know, it says here, it says the endorsement justifies the use of jade eggs because queens and concubines use them to stay in shape for emperors. And god emperors have tiny little hands. So they actually can't pluck the egg out of there. Yeah.
It's like when you can take the,
you get the forceps,
the rock from my hand, then you are the master. It's
like, you take the jade egg from my pussy. You'll be a little wetter than before. I don't know.
I guess you got to work out your fucking snatch or something. Like, that's like what you got to do.
Look, you can't fuck an omelet without breaking a few eggs, Tom.
Like, what else are they going to recommend next? It's like a fucking stick of pie going up there. It'll be ribbed for his pleasure. Like, what the fuck? Like, why isn't a pussy just good enough on its own?
Why do you have to turn your hoo-ha into an ovipositor? Why is that? This is weird.
It seems like, I mean, every time I'm fucking up in there, I'm just like, well, I guess it would be better if there was a fucking rock up in this thing. I mean,
it's to make it strong, right?
It's not gonna be fucking weightlifting. Like, what is that thing gotta do? It's just gotta fucking accept it begrudgingly.
You put it in there and you come out with an innie. You're just like, Jesus, what happened to this thing?
Clamped it right off.
Good Lord.
The fuck?
It's like all flat, like cartoon flat. Like, you turn it sideways and it's like this big, it's girthy, but then when you turn it this way, it's completely flat. It's like a grouper now.
I feel like that thing should wrestle me. Like, right. Like, what is happening down there?
Exactly.
It's a lot. Like, at some point, it's like, you've got a lot more control over that thing than I'm comfortable with.
This article is really great, actually. Yeah, it's like a prehensile pussy.
You get hang from a tree?
Actually, if she gets good enough with it, it's like a potato gun. It's just, you put it up, ba-dunk, ba-dunk.
She's firing t-shirts out of that thing. She gets all the way to the back bleachers.
This t-shirt smells funny. So, but
I'm keeping it. That's my sniffing shirt.
Oh, you done washed it, Mom. So I want to read, this is a part of the article. This is part of the Raw Story article, which I thought was great. A major warning. Dr. Gunter attacked Paltrow's store for, that's a terribly worded sentence, by the way, is the idea that a woman should sleep with the jade egg inside of her because jade is porous and can introduce dangerous bacteria into the vagina, which could act like fomite, kind of like smallpox blanket stuck inside your vagina. When you do that though, the natives are all happy. Hey, thank you. That's awesome. I'll give you this jade egg for your smallpox blanket. They trade baubles for your smallpox blanket.
I bought New York with three of these things.
You give it to your wife, you're like, yeah, it's the Louisiana Purchase. Smells like crawdads. What is that, Gumbo?
Wait, Bubba Gump brand jade eggs. What is this?
What do you use to douche? Is that gumbo filet? What is that? Tasting something. Is that thickener down there? What thickening agent are you
using? It's like a roux.
Oh, it's pus. Okay, forget it. Yeah. Yeah, no, that's fine. Oh. Yeah, it looks like roux, but.
It's a poor, you're fucking sticking a porous rock up your fucking hoo-ha. That's why I recommend Corian. You don't have to seal it. You know, it doesn't stain as easily. You know, if things get a little weird.
Yeah. And it can get real hot. It doesn't matter.
It's fine.
It doesn't matter. You can set a hot pan right on.
This clip comes from episode 352. Can you nair down there? Released on April 10th.
Oh, this is super weird. Right Wing Watch. Rick Joyner recounts the 8-hour visit he made to heaven.
Yo,
Man.
8-hour visit. And
what is a game like 7 minutes in heaven or something? Yeah, right.
Well, it depends on how deep Inception.
Right? How many levels down are you?
Or up, I guess, is what you'd
like. I've seen that movie. None of it looked like heaven. None of it. There were no harps at all.
One time, I got so physically sick.
Is he listening to Joy Division? What is happening in the background here? Jesus.
I thought I had Ebola plus the bird flu.
Yeah, but he had neither. I'm certain he had neither.
I can't even describe.
So you were basically delirious, what you're telling us. Right, are you setting up the story by saying I had a really high fever? Because I one time had a really high fever when I had the chicken pox, and I thought the Chicago Bears were practicing under my blanket. I fucking had a delusion where I thought the Chicago Bears were practicing under the blanket I was underneath.
Yeah, I like that, right? Is he's like, he's going to preface it by saying, one time when I was at my least reliable,
exactly, right?
The following things did almost certainly not happen.
It's funny because Sarah watches all these ghost shows and constantly they'll talk about, yeah, so I was laying in bed and then I opened my eyes and it felt like there was a presence on my chest and it was holding me down and I couldn't breathe. And then suddenly I was awake and I was like, oh man, what was that? And I looked it up and they said it was sleep paralysis, but I didn't believe it. I'm just thinking like,
well then
what? What? What are you talking about? You didn't believe it. What did you think it was?
Right. It'd be like starting this story, be like, all right, so here's what I did.
Yeah.
I took 3 bottles of Xanax. I
jumped a bunch of ass. Right, like, I took fucking one of those DMT pills. Right. Hung out with Joe Rogan.
I'd never felt that bad before. I couldn't move. I couldn't get out of bed or anything. But every day, there are a couple of things, you know, a few things that scripture says brings pleasure to the Lord.
Masturbating, 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 masturbating.
I'll tell you, brushing my hound dog brings pleasure to the Lord. When I take the spray thing and I wash out the back of my truck, that's nice. I like that. Hanging all my guns on the gun rack. Pleasure to the Lord. Every Sunday, I disassemble them, whether I shot them or not, and I clean them. That gives me some pleasure. That's why I said no church or whatever on Sunday. That's a cleaning your guns day.
Oh, God, it is. In some places, it is.
And every day, I try to do these things. And I remember struggling. I couldn't even think straight, but I'm trying as hard as I could to do these things that it says brings pleasure to the Lord.
What are you doing? Gently squeezing his balls while you suck his cock? What brings pleasure to the Lord? What the fuck?
Well,
I took out the massager and I was rubbing one nut on the other side.
I was sick as a dog,
I made him a chocolate pie.
The Lord ain't gonna come in my mouth if I don't.
And by chocolate pie, I mean I ate his asshole. So.
I can't keep eating this asshole.
Like, I can't do this.
This is why I got sick.
Indian food. This is disgusting.
First of all, like, Lord, you don't wipe properly. This is not okay.
It's like a fucking biohazard back here.
Can you take a shower before we play? It.
Jesus. Can you nair back here? It's like I'm flossing with your shitty pubes. It's disgusting.
It's a balloon not covered in bristle brushes.
It's a fucking flavor saver you got going on.
It's not a flavor I want to say.
Finally, I said, I can't do any better than that. That's the best I could do today. And the next day, I felt much better. And the day after that, I felt good enough to go to our place up in Moravian Falls, where we had I was doing a writer's seminar. And I laid down to go to sleep when I got there, and I went straight to heaven.
What did they put you? They put him in one of those teller tubes.
Right.
And he's like, and he's right up to heaven. You got to get in the right one, though. You can always tell it's the right one because the teller tube has a halo on it.
Oh,
and
right.
That's the one that goes
down. You got to watch the one that goes up. Like the other one. The other one, no good.
Oh, the other one's bad. It's got a little tail with a fork point, a little spade on the end of it.
It's warm when you reach into the tube.
Oh, no, go in that one. Can't trick me again, devil.
I like
how I eat your ass last week. That was terrible.
And I had an 8-hour Earth time experience in heaven.
That's
just slept for 8 hours.
What's crazy to me is that God can coincide that time perfectly with his sleeping patterns.
I only bring people up to heaven when it coincides with the circadian rhythm.
It was the greatest. I've been.
I really liked heaven. Heaven was great.
Heaven was tits, bro.
It'd be great if you went to heaven and you came back and you're like, eh.
I've had experiences when I was caught up to heaven a number of times.
Oh, it's not his first trip.
I fucking I go there on business every year.
I got the easy pass or whatever. I don't even have to wait.
He got a BOGO. Like, he goes one day.
He's like, what does it call me?
The next day, the Twicket.
He goes to Disney and you get to skip the line. St. Peter's like, nah. It's fucking
Retorted. He's got the bracelet on. Let him up front.
He's like TSA pre-check.
He's got the fast pass.
He doesn't have to take off his belt anymore.
There's
or anything.
No angel backwardsly tapping his junk with his hand.
And every time I'm in a different place, I tell you, heaven is so
dreamlike,
unbelievably diverse.
It's full of all the best white
it's
people.
It's got all the best white. The white is fucking, it's fucking full of the white.
They have every shade of Caucasian.
There are more species in heaven than there are species upon the earth.
Did you count them?
More spiritual species.
What does that even mean?
Spiritual species.
Is that the movie where that chick is super hot?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She just runs around.
Like sleeping with people and like getting their DNA. She can have my DNA.
Yeah, right.
I'll donate.
I watched that movie as a teenager. She did get some of my DNA.
I don't know if she got it, but I know the rental store did.
Hey, you know what, buddy? She got it in spirit.
I got that card that's like, don't return these with lube. Please don't put lube on the case anymore.
I just try to rent movies. Like, get to like, sir.
No lube warning.
Just no.
Yeah.
Your membership has been revoked.
Sorry.
No.
This is the fourth DVD you came on.
There's like that creepy guy. There's like that creepy guy coming out of the fucking red room with like a fucking, like five stacks of fucking porn videos. And I come in and they're just like, him? Yes. You?
Yeah. No.
No.
No. No, 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 no.
No, sir, no.
That guy now who came up with five stacks, like his browser shuts down every time he goes on the internet. His browser's like, I quit. I'm sorry. I can't do this anymore. Right.
That guy, that's the kind of guy who fucking died of dehydration as soon as he met the internet. He fucking jerked himself off into fucking camel zone.
Like he walks out of the house, people are like, you have humps. How's that? What? What the fuck happened to you?
You get a taste of it as you read the scriptures and all the different beans and everything that there are.
A lot of beans. There's a lot of beans. Fava, black, pinto. No, not black. It's heaven.
What? Yeah, there's a lot of different species of white bean, right?
Angels are just one little group in heaven. They're the messengers. But there are all kinds of... But heaven is...
Really good. Real good. They should have sent a poet.
I mean, every time it's been a different place. It's been just a mind-boggling, wonderful place. You can't imagine. I don't think our minds can even go there to imagine things.
He went there several times. Jeez. And he came back and described it as, you would really like it.
They have a lot of beef.
I'm going to get a summer home up there.
We get a shirt that just says, heaven's awesome. They have a lot of beans.
It'd be great if you like looked out into the audience like, you ever been to the Hamptons? No, no, you're poor. It's like the Hamptons. No, something you can relate to. No, nothing like that. You'll
like
never go to
a bean farm.
Like really are heavenly. Really are there. And that's what Paul said. But this was the best part of heaven I'd been in yet.
It was a good neighborhood.
He went to the upper class suburb of heaven.
Went to the better neighborhood.
This is where they keep the upscale people.
Oh my God. They had a Starbucks, like no line.
The barista never put sugar in your coffee.
Well, they do. You can kill her.
You get to chuck her right off the cloud into hell. You know, your coffee sucks, but it's super satisfying. Wow.
It was way better than any I had experienced before.
It was better than the other heavens. It was the perfect place that was more perfect than the other perfect places.
This clip comes from episode 357, Shark Tank Idea, released on May 8th.
This has been done to us for, you know, the past 30, 40, 50 years. The deep state has deliberately lied to the public because they concluded that it was in our best interest not to be told the truth.
Well, what's even scarier about the robots lying, Rick, is they weren't programmed to lie. They learned to lie.
You're looking at me the same way I'm looking at you. Let me just tell you guys, Cecil and I were both like heads down listening to the clip. They said this, both of us just look at each other exasperated. Fucking exasperated.
So Data, did we teach you to lie? Get the fuck out of here. You know, it's funny because there are experiments in, you know, in artificial intelligence. I saw something recently. I mean, maybe you were the one who posted it, where they were sort of inputting a bunch of stuff into a computer.
Oh, the story arc?
The story.
It was amazing. Yeah. I thought it was tremendous. Yeah.
Yeah. So they're inputting a lot of literature in there to find like a story arc.
Mm-hmm.
And then they do this sort of thing on occasion. But I mean, are we really calling it thinking? Are we really calling it like deciding to make a choice? Like, have we made a computer that makes a choice? It's like conscious choice yet?
Consciousness, no. I think what they're mixing up is adaptive learning.
Yeah.
So there certainly are programs and systems that are built which engage in adaptive learning processes,
sure, yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So I think their worry is that if it adaptively learned to tell a lie, right, then I don't know, it'll cut down a cherry tree. I don't know. Be like, I'm like, not shooting like, missiles
it's
at
like
you.
An 8-bit cherry tree.
Right? Like, they've seen too much fucking 2001 A Space Odyssey, sure, right? Yeah. Like, I've got to make sure that my robots only tell me the truth. What the fucking, what are you talking about? How many fucking robots do you have? What are you kidding me?
His Roomba comes up, like, bouncing up against his
Get away from me! Stop! Go in the other room!
See Rick Wiles standing on a fucking chair with a broom trying to push away. I have your predecessor right here! I will get rid of you!
I brought you into this world. I can take you out!
Oh my God.
Like, the weekend is over. He's got fucking war paint on his face. He's naked around his, like, dancing around his apartment with a sharpened broomstick, hunting the fucking Roomba for sport.
He's lit the rug on fire at that point.
Scorched earth, motherfucker!
Rick Wiles planning an attack against his Roomba is the greatest thing ever.
You kill one, but a dozen will take its place. Like, outside his door, there's like a pack of angry Roombas.
You just hear the hum.
gently, all they would do is they gently bump against his door, they turn around,
and they're bouncing into each other. It's like a Roomba mosh pit.
You know what'd be so funny is to get a bunch of Roombas in a small room and turn them all on and just watch them collide against each other. Oh. Ow, fuck, ow, fuck. This program of all to say, pardon me, pardon me, pardon me.
They learned to lie.
Oh, wait a minute. Who's the father of all lies?
Obama.
They'll never find out. Call Maury. They got lies in a chair sitting there, and it's like, you are not the father. Satan's just like, yeah, he's fucking dancing. He's fucking,
Yeah, but if they said that to him, then he would be the father.
Right?
Right? Because it'd be the opposite of what.
Oh, no, but Maury's not the
father. Oh, yeah. Right.
Yeah. Maury just, yeah.
Oh, I totally had my sphinx fucked up.
Well, Satan's the father of all lies, but I mean.
So are we going to have demon-possessed, artificially intelligent robots?
If it has the ability to lie.
No, I'm very serious about this. Is it possible for demonic spirit to possess an artificial intelligent machine?
Oh, why don't you open up your Bible and flip it to the page where it says artificial intelligence?
I don't know. How about we create an artificial intelligent machine first?
Hmm. And then see if it has demons in it. Look inside its demon. They just open up. What would happen if it did? You open up the Bible, flip to the index for artificial intelligence.
I will say that would be a scary as fuck story, though, if they'd like turn on the first artificial intelligence and then it's just like screaming, get the demons out of me. Stephen King, I know you're listening. Write that story.
Make the pain go away. Why did you outfit me with nerve receptors? I hurt every day. Kill me.
Well, can they possess idols?
Exactly.
Can they inhabit places? Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that's a given. They can possess idols. Huh?
Is that what he said?
Yeah,
idols?
Idols.
Oh.
Yeah. And the other guy's like, well, exactly my point. You can put them in a rock or something.
What were things just sitting there like?
What would be the point?
I'd rather possess a Roomba.
Right?
It's exactly. Like, your fucking motion, you know what I mean?
I'd possess a fucking vibrator. I'd give you a hell of an orgasm, but I'm...
That's right. They can take possession of animals. I think that they attach themselves to inanimate objects. So if you have a machine that's capable of lying, then it has to be connected to Lucifer.
I don't know what to say.
This is the stupidest thing we've ever heard. Not only is he like just creating out of nowhere artificially intelligent stuff that doesn't exist, but he's also just saying that it's also demon possessed and that demons can possess literally all this stuff.
Is my table got a demon in it? Demons are like, fuck, I should have gone somewhere else.
Gary, do you have a demon in you? This mouth's wide open. They just climb right in.
Right. Gary is a demon.
Gary is.
Now we're back to the global brain. And this is where they're going. They're building a global brain that will embody Lucifer's mind.
It's literally the dumbest thing I've heard anyone say ever. Fucking, that is an impossibly stupid thing to say. I think if you were to have the most fucking absolutely most obtuse fucking sentence contest, and the prize was fucking blowjobs every day for a year.
And a Roomba.
You still would not get a more fucking insanely stupid sentence than the one that was just uttered.
I just had a Shark Tank idea. You ready for this? Ready for this? Take a Roomba, put a fleshlight in it. And then you have to chase it around to fuck it. I'm patenting that, so don't steal that. That's my idea.
It should have a thing where if you put a few drinks in it, it runs slower. Don't rape me again. This got a sensor. If you take out money, it comes to you.
You like lead it to you with like some change. Oh my God.
Change. It's like programs like, I don't want no scrubs. You gotta put real money in there.
Oh, God, this is the worst show we've ever done.
It's so funny, though.
Oh, God. Oh, fucking Roomba. Oh, God.
I'd make it a Boomba. A Baba Ba Boomba.
Oh, man. Oh, God. Oh. You like get done fucking it. You look down. Where'd all my pubic hair go?
Gives you a trim.
It just like sucks it all off of there. Like, Jesus.
It's like, it finished up. I will clean up after you.
He just put it in the dishwasher.
And so Lucifer will be deceiving people through the global brain. A robot does what it's told to do. A robot doesn't talk back and argue.
Unlike a woman.
Jesus.
Or a robot.
A robot doesn't take vacation and PTO. Robot doesn't demand health benefits.
This robot sounds great. I gotta tell you, I looked.
I'm looking for the hookups here.
I'm right? waiting for the butt.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah.
Right?
A robot doesn't demand, vacation time. For companies, there's going to be a great economic incentive to go to robotics as fast as possible and eliminate their employees.
There already is! There already fucking is, man! Where the fuck are you living? Where the fucking... Hold on, Rick! That's why you sound so far away! We're talking to you in the past! What the fuck, man? Fucking, there's no robot. Fucking, a robot made literally all the shit around you.
A robot made everything in this room and the car I used to get here.
The fuck is that?
But if we have massive employee dislocation in the millions, in the tens of millions worldwide within a short period of time,
then we have food for the global brain. I don't know what this is. There's no problems here.
The global brain is also the robot that nom nom nom.
Yeah, it's people, the nom nom robot. Nom nom bot. Just runs around. He just like nom slowly nom. Like like opens its mouth like a turtle to bite you. Like that slow ass like
shit. Fuck.
Oh man. Don't fuck with turtles, by the way. That's all I'm saying. They're not Roombas with fleshlights on them. They might look like they are, but they are not.
This clip comes from episode 358, Sackcloth and Ashes, released on May 15th.
All right, this is from Right Wing Watch. This is Sackcloth and Ashes, Kevin Swanson.
Sackcloth and Ashes.
This is to cover yourself in a poo.
This is guy. God. Sackcloth and Ashes. Isn't that just like the sad little goth kid that sits on this? He's like renamed himself.
Yeah, it's like it's best friend with him. I'm Sackcloth and this is Ashes. We're like the fucking Eeyore of the emo kids.
He's listening to Sisters of Mercy all the time.
Have you heard the great new Seether album? Yeah, no, no one has. No one has. That band is fucking terrible. That is fucking terrible.
The new Typo Negative kill.
Typo Negative, I forgot about that band.
That guy was on another octave. Like,
I've got a pretty deep voice, yeah. And I sound like a fucking...
Yeah.
Like
Sisters of Mercy is the same way, though. Sisters of Mercy and Typo Negative are the exact same way. They just have this, like, super deep...
That voice
guy.
Is ridiculous.
Yeah, that guy. Ridiculous. That guy from Typo Negative, though, he's like one of those guys. Like he's like one of those spaceships that came to Earth in Star Trek that communicated with the whales when it was underwater. He's like one of those things. You know what I mean?
That guy's dead now. I heard.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, I could be wrong. I actually don't care.
You maybe get a transfusion. He should have been Type AB Negative.
That's great. Would it be awesome if he was a Jehovah's Witness?
Sorry, I can't drink any of that blood.
He probably showed up to the emergency room and nobody could hear him. Like, I don't know. I don't. He's telling him very specifically.
I don't know what you're saying, but my glasses might be on the table.
It's like it sounds like a T-Rex is chasing us everywhere you go. Burr, 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 burr. When your voice
he can't even communicate. He's just like he's like a bellows with like a deep kazoo in it.
Hello, I only speak stand up bass.
Oh, You gotta slap him to get the
Hold on a minute. Let me get out your translator, Les Claypool.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God. I don't know, man. There's a story.
What did Kevin Sorbo say?
This clip comes from episode 360, Raining Pepe the Frogs, released on May 22nd.
I saw this headline and I laughed out loud.
Oh, this is so good. This is so good.
Right Wing Watch. Just another day on True News. It's Rick Wiles' show. Queen Elizabeth is a Satanist lizard and Bill Clinton is a cannibal. And initially, I will tell you, I read that as cannonball. And it's every bit as believable that he's a cannonball.
Bill Clinton ate the fuck out of Monica Lewinsky. So. Here we go. This is True News. This guy's voice is fucking perfect basement dweller too. I heard a little bit of this earlier.
The Queen Lizard is reported to have recently died. Like,
do you remember? Okay.
Just out of the gate.
Just remember the scene in Ghostbusters when Rick Moranis is putting the coats on the bed and he's like, and he's telling people about how so-and-so has a life insurance policy, right? And he hooked them up with, listen to how this guy talks. He's fucking Rick Moranis right before he gets fucked by a dog. Listen to this.
The last day or two.
Are you the key master?
Are you the key master?
Queen of England. I call her the Queen Lizard.
He sounds just exactly like her. He doesn't sound a little bit like that. He sounds exactly like that. Holy shit.
Amazing.
I'm having a little party over
now. Now I can't envision anybody else, though, except for Rick Moranis.
You should come to my party
with
apartment.
Really high-waisted pants. Right?
Is that why they had the emergency meeting at Buckingham Palace?
Yes. And the word will come out soon, but I mean, I'm not 100% sure of it, but I believe the Queen Lizard is dead.
The cover story is that the Duke of Edinburgh.
Are you guys fucking kidding me right now? The Queen Lizard. Well, the cover story, the Buckingham Palace, the Duke of whatever the fuck. None of these people matter at all. It wouldn't matter if the queen was a lizard. Who would care? She's a pointless figurehead. Fucking Bub Rub or whatever has to walk around protecting her.
I forgot about Bub Rub with his stick. He has to knock on the door ceremonially. Every time I hear, have you ever seen that movie, the Clint Eastwood movie? Unforgiven. Is that the movie I'm thinking of?
That's a woman gets
So there's a guy in there called the Duke of Death, and this guy keeps calling him the Duck of Death because he reads it and the thing is like Duck of Death. He's like Duke, and he's like I says Duck. Every time I hear like Duke as a real title, I'm always like Duck. It's a duck. It's a duck.
Well, if it's a swan, the queen would own him.
And Bub Rub would hit it with its stick.
Retired. But that sounded unusual. Why an emergency meeting? Why were the queen's personal staff from throughout the nation called?
Well, maybe they were trying to put Humpty Dumpty back together again.
It's really
cares?
Easy. Her heat lamp went out. She needed somebody to change the bulb.
This clip comes from episode 363, Holy Kool-Aid with Thomas Westbrook, released on June 12th.
It's from Newsweek. Bald people should watch out for witch doctors. Mozambique police warn after murders.
Whoa. It's people with hairlessness, Tom. What the fuck is wrong with you?
People who are follicularly challenged.
Follicularly challenged
something.
Folks. This is just unbelievable. The level of rudeness.
I'm sorry, man.
Unbelievable. I'm trying to be. There's like two people with follicleness, follicle-lessness in the audience that are so mad.
There's
going to
be somebody
right
with
now.
Alopecia just like, God damn it. God damn it. All right. It's not fucking funny. All right.
I always wanted to get one of those alopecias. Those things are so cool. They're huggable. They have big, long necks, right? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, you can shear them and make a sweater.
Yeah, you make a sweater.
Actually, an alopecia is exactly the opposite.
I love those like alopecia shirts. They're awesome.
I think a real alopecia should be funny. Just lube up, and like squirt like a bar of soap. Yeah.
You
know?
What you need is a slip inside and some Crisco. You know what I mean? Like you just be like, all right, here we go. This is good stuff.
This is how the magic happens.
Absolutely.
I'm just saying. So turns out Mozambique, not exactly a hotbed of scientific literacy. This story is nuts. So a couple of bald people were killed. They were murdered and chopped up and their fucking organs were removed for use by witch doctors. Mm-hmm. And hear this out. Because people thought that bald people were rich. I would think you would just like know the person. And then if maybe they're not all just rich.
Figure out if they're rich.
Yeah. Right. It's just super easy to test. Like it's the easiest claim
Absolutely.
To test ever.
Absolutely.
But they also thought that bald people's heads is the best part of the story. I can't see it. Okay. Scroll down. I'm going to read it because I can't. I don't even want to paraphrase it.
You bet.
So this is from the Newsweek article. This is amazing. Think about what has to happen in your mind to believe this is true.
All right, sure.
Some people in Mozambique, and I love the way this is written by Newsweek, mistakenly believe.
Do you want me to read this?
That the heads of bald people contain gold.
Me gold! You get that guy who's like, he cuts it up and he's like, oh, someone scooped in the head out. They're just a brain in there.
Oh, good. I love that they had to be like, some people in Mozambique, they're like the writer of Newsweek, some people in Mozambique believe, backspace, mistakenly believe.
I have to have that qualifier on there. So Newsweek doesn't get sued. Right, that's why. Yeah.
Somebody's like, oh,
because there's some guy in Alabama's like, there's head in that.
There's gold in them our heads.
There's gold in that bald head over there. All right.
Like,
I got to get me pan and stuff out.
You know, I don't want to fall trap into
panning.
The trap panning.
Tunk, 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 tunk. Ain't no gold in there. Maybe if I sift these brains here through this strainer.
This turtle was identical.
Shake him with a strainer. I don't want to generalize about a people.
Mm-hmm.
But all of the people that think this are fucking stupid.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they're not just a little stupid either. They're fucking literally criminally stupid. The idea that they'd be like, no hair, probably their head's full of gold. Let's kill them.
How do you get from one to the other?
What do you think is in a human head?
I don't. Like,
that you think that somebody could walk around and do stuff that has a head full of gold.
This clip comes from episode 364, Angel on Your Shoulder, released on June 19th.
Jim Baker, send angels to Donald Trump.
Is angels his code word for buckets?
Russian hookers. Russian hookers, they're just going to pee on you. It's also buckets. Buckets, they're pee buckets.
I have angels envy.
Nicely
right.
done.
All right, so here we go. This is Donald Trump's buckets getting sent by angels from Jim Baker.
A lot of angel experiences.
Yes.
And I've had a lot of angel experiences in my life.
And did any of them correct your fucking lisp? Get one of them?
Fucking a grown-ass woman is like, I see fairies. What the fuck, man?
A lot.
We believe in angels.
Yes.
We really believe in angels.
And I know when I talk about, we don't talk about a lot on the show, and I'd like to talk more about it.
Well, there's a lot of devils around, but the Bible.
He just talks right over the top of her.
He does.
He doesn't give a fuck what she's saying.
And her coping mechanism is, like that's her coping mechanism. It's just she cries until she can get to her gin. Like that's what she does.
She does. She totally does. She looks right at the camera like, he's embarrassing me. He doesn't value what I have to say.
Here I am talking about angels and nobody takes me seriously.
Ha ha ha.
more about angels. God. I don't talk about angels enough. Can we talk about more angels?
Counting.
Yeah.
There's more angels than devils.
But I've just had so many that it's.
I hate how she talks so much. So God, funny. I hate it so much. She's like, I just have so many. I just have so many. Shut the fuck up. Look, Jesus. You know what she sounds like? She sounds like when you take a balloon and you make it squeak. You know what I mean? Like where you're like,
yeah.
When you make the balloon chirp. She sounds like a chirping balloon.
Fucking a dude named Angel is not the same thing as having an angel.
I know.
Right?
The pool boy. I have so many angels in my life and in my rectum.
It's just been incredible. And it's real. It really is. Like you just said, if our eyes were open spiritually, we could see him. And there's times God allows us to see that.
There's an angel right on your, is it your left shoulder? Right.
Close the show down. Close it down. We're done. We are done. We're never doing this again. We're never doing it.
Oh my God. Are you fucking kidding me?
There's an angel fucking your ear right now.
He's just an angel on your shoulder.
Good, because he's real heavy.
I bet she's gonna be like,
I know his name is Fred and I love him so much. So much.
This is the best show ever. This is the best show. We're 36 seconds in.
Oh, God.
I'll play the clip.
Right now, standing right behind you.
Oh,
praise God.
Wow. Thank you, Jesus.
What for?
Thank you.
Like, for the angels just standing for, here. Like, it's just standing there. What is it doing?
I'm so happy, Jesus, for this angel. I can't see that might not be there.
Well, I'm glad he spared an angel just to hang out with you. We're going to let that little kid die.
Maybe like, that nail bomb couldn't have gone off in that fucking stadium.
I know.
Fucking Lori Baker's got a fucking invisible friend on her shoulder.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's awesome. Yeah, fucking angel can't stop the fucking nails from shooting through 8-year-olds.
Right?
But it's no worries. He's totes behind you
for the
right
bucket
now.
Sales.
Oh, God. It's like when I watch those stupid ghost shows, those dumb ghost shows, and the woman's like, there's like a guy in this room and he's got like a weird mustache and he killed a bunch of people with his teeth and he's really evil. And I think he's eating a person right now. So there's a bad man in here and you should leave this house.
This clip comes from episode 369, QED 2017, released on July 17th.
Well, this story is distressingly familiar. It's from Fox 8.
Oh, yeah.
This is familiar.
It is. It is.
But it's a different girl?
Different girl, different manner of death.
Okay, all right.
The last one caught on fire.
Oh, that's
remember
right.
Remember where she asphyxiated?
No, it was carbon monoxide, I think, or something.
Yeah. She started a fire in her menstruation hut.
Yeah.
This is a Nepalese menstruation hut ritual claiming the life of a teenage girl because she got bitten by a snake while she was banished to a cow shed during her... banishment period.
Fuck, 20 years ago, we figured out you shouldn't even fucking develop photographs in huts. You know what I mean? Like we used to have the fucking photograph hut. Right? You remember this?
Right? Yes.
Okay, so all you people that have never had an actual photograph developed.
Oh my God.
Because there's a lot of people who have not had a photograph.
Yeah. Eli Bosnick right now is dying as you're talking.
So there used to be these things called cameras. Okay. And you put inside
of
them.
Was it attached to your phone?
You put in film inside of these cameras and there was little gnomes in there. And when you clicked it, they would draw really quickly a picture on this film. And the film, the little gnomes were sneaky. They made you pay for the pictures. They didn't just want to give them to you. And so you'd have to go to these photograph huts, literal huts in parking lots. I'm not even kidding.
Why were they like that?
I am not even kidding. They were a drive-up hut and you would hand them a film in a package. You would tell them what speed the film was at. Oh, so it was like 110 or 35 millimeter. And then
ISO 400. Like,
and then they would take that film and they would put it in a little envelope and they would drop it in an envelope bucket thing and it would go into a fucking hole somewhere where underground they must have had a huge print.
That's front. Where the darkroom
don't
is.
Even know where it went. The hut. But they took those pictures, they developed them, and a week later you would be able to go back and see your photos because you couldn't see what you just took a picture of. It was impossible.
It made it so much harder to post to Facebook.
Yeah.
I had to go to the, you're like, oh God, I want to put this picture of me, my fucking dog up. I got to go to the photo hut, get it developed, invent Facebook.
Facebook was an album that you bored people at your house with.
Was he pictures of my vacation? Oh, no. I'd actually rather kill myself.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
I
would rather stop being friends with you.
I'm going to go into the bathroom and pull my eyelids out.
I've got something in my eye. No, you don't. I do now. I'm going to poke myself right in the eye.
I've just touched my brain. Yeah, no, like these huts, these little fucking huts that they're sticking people in.
Look at that hut.
Yeah, that hut is.
That hut is disgusting.
That hut is not fit for.
I wouldn't put the snake that bit the girl in this hut.
I know. It's fucking disgusting. Fucking sad. It's so sad. I can't. Here's the thing that I don't get. Everybody shits once or twice a day.
Yep.
Unless you're Eli, you shit 6 or 7 times a day because you're dying.
Why is that bad? But, I drink a lot of coffee.
But somehow we poop every day. Everybody does it.
Mm-hmm.
But women get a bloody nose in their crotch once a month that lasts for 4 weeks. That's my wife tells me. I don't know. Is that true? I don't know. But I'm on my period.
She's
I'm on my
batting
period.
You away
I'm
like,
on my
no,
period. No, I'm on my
heavy
period.
Day. Heavy day.
Every
How
day
can it always
a heavy
be a heavy day?
You know, we poop. That's infinitely more disgusting than a period.
Oh.
Right? Infinitely
Lord, yes.
More disgusting. You know, you can't have a period with corn in it. You know what I mean? Like, or peanut chunks. You know what I mean? You just can't.
If you do, it's like, what the fuck is happening here? I gotta go. I gotta keep running. You just run and you never stop. You fucking
Mr. Peanuts in the corner.
Yourself.
He's like, you had an abortion? He's got his little monocle. So to tilt it. You killed my baby.
Little peanuts. Oh, my peanuts.
No, but like it's infinitely grosser. Like pooping is infinitely grosser.
Right.
And somehow in fucking 2017, we're still being like, oh, you bleed out, you crotch, gotta go stay outside. What the fuck, man?
I don't know.
Don't you poo? I can't understand. I genuinely don't understand it, man. Like, there's been some shit that's come out of me. You've just been like, fuck, don't go in there. Actually, what you could do is just nail the door closed.
Right?
Never go in there.
I have taken shit. So it's like, we need to buy a new house.
Yeah.
We're just... That's it. That's not ours.
We need to move out of state. That's what happened in Indiana. Tom used to live in Indiana.
This clip comes from episode 378, Family Mode, released on September 18th.
Did you, by the way, did you see the story that has been circulating this past week about the dude who's like, I was on TV or whatever, who's got like a super fancy sex doll, like a real doll, and it talks and stuff. Mm-hmm. And they can set it to family mode and it'll like give out like Trivial Pursuit facts or something. And like he has it in his living room and his kids interact with it. And it's like a whole thing with his children and his wife. And it like, I know.
What?
I know. What? It's that weird, dude.
What?
It's that weird.
What?
And it's like, he's like,
what,
yeah.
They fill in the vagina?
You can set it.
How with
you,
something.
How do you set something that you bought to fuck its face to
it's like,
family mode?
It's like taking your fleshlight out and putting a deck of cards in. or using
like a vase for flowers.
Yeah.
Honey, I brought you these flowers.
You come home and the vibrator's a butter dish. It's like, that's not, wait a minute. That's the vibrator. Pubic hair in the butter.
No. The kids are misbehaving. So you fucking put them in a spreader bar. They're just like, yeah, fucking, who's gonna run away from me now, you little shit?
at this point, you're just repurposing something, you know?
But it's like a whole
that is
face having thing. That's the thing.
Like, that's all, a weird. And
why would it even have a family what mode just set it
this
to?
This whole time, it looks really surprised. It's just... your wife comes in, honey, your friend is so surprised all the time.
Well, it's like, it's so funny because in the article, the wife's like, yeah, I like it. And like, she's fun. She has like spice to the bedroom. But it's like, how do you look over at your wife and be like, yeah, I'm going to fuck this doll for a while.
I don't want to walk on anybody's kink, but that's like fucking a corpse. It's like a 46-pound corpse. You got to drag around. And you're like moving it around from place to place. It's like fucking Weekend at Bernie's. Like, it's just like, not fun.
You just look over like all judgy. You're like, hey, you won't do butt stuff, but she will. I don't know why you'd make that sound. You would.
Because you're Popeye. You're like, skips, guys. He's going to die. I know.
Who does that during butt stuff?
She's like, ah, go.
That's why I keep a can of spinach by the bed. It makes it bigger.
You're never strong to the finish.
When we,
I always go to the end. It's like I limp at the finish because.
This clip comes from episode 381. Queer Disbelief, recorded on October 9th.
It's anti-Christian. It's anti-family.
What?
It's anti-Christian. Yeah, the motherfuckers pray in the end zone. They fucking do the sign of the heebie-jeebies all the time. The fuck? These guys are constantly praying. After games, they all get together and they pray outside. That happens all the time. All these guys are Christian,
they
man.
Thank God for winning the game.
Yeah, constantly.
They're like, they pray before the game. They pray at halftime.
Get out of here with that shit.
Come on.
Anti-patriot, anti-constitution.
Oh my God, they have fucking jets that fly over the game before it starts. They have fucking patriotism shoved up their ass. Are you kidding me? They have fucking flags. No shit, Tom. Yeah, and you probably never even seen this, but I mean, at regular games, they will have a flag. No shit, that's as big as the field. Not even fucking kidding. And, they will all hold it and fucking wave the cocksucking thing. And the whole fucking stadium, the whole field, Tom, is a flag. It's a fucking flag. And they have no patriotism? Are you fucking crazy?
I feel like the New England Patriots might take some umbrage with that comment.
I guess so.
Because don't they win all the games?
Yeah, they've won a couple years in a row.
It's so, the Patriots win. That's the whole... The narrative.
Patriots came back and beat up on Atlanta last year, a mostly black city. Just
constitutional, anti-gun, anti-American for sure. They're vile.
How could the NFL be anti-gun? Because you can't bring a gun into like last Boy Scout everybody.
Let me tell you, most of these guys get busted with gun charges, so I don't think they're anti-gun either.
What are they? Do they have a stance on guns? What are they? It's the NFL. Yeah. Why would they have any stance?
It'd be like if it's like every time in the UFC, they're like the official motorcycle of the octagon. I guess like the official AR-15 of the fourth down or whatever.
Like it would be unnecessary roughness if you used it, right?
You know, it'd be awesome if you had a t-shirt gun to shoot out real guns in the crowd.
Pretend, oh, fuck.
Some kid just gets shot away. Like, oh, fuck. Oh, I got one.
Oh, we already have that one. Throw it back.
Give it to the kid next to you.
Liberal agenda, their ads, their video games even contain their George Soros and ilk-funded propaganda to promote the breakdown and the fracture of our already fragile country of upheaval.
Like Madden?
Are you fucking crazy?
Is he talking about Madden?
Yeah, fucking George Soros bankrolled Madden.
Look, I guess like if all you're doing is sitting around all day playing video games instead of like hanging out with your family, then maybe. But I don't think that's exclusive to the fucking NFL football gaming franchise, right?
That's the playbook. These new NFL policies are...
Oh, that and run the ball into the end zone. That's also in the playbook.
Slant, 7-yard pass, no problem.
Are straight out of the Pol Pot regime.
What?
straight out of the Pol Pot regime. They sell nachos at the stadium. How's that fucking Pol Pot? Did he starve everybody? Isn't that what he did? He killed them?
They like separated like the intellectuals. Yeah. And like, the NFL's fine. You can get rid of all the intellectuals. The NFL is unaffected.
Yeah. I guess if you started separating people into concussions and no concussions, then that would be a problem.
The NFL is unaffected. They're all on the concussion side.
In some stadiums, women can't even enter into the same entrance as men and children.
That is not even remotely true.
Shut the fuck up.
What are you talking about? They don't have gender separated football stadiums. You just made that up. You watch too much Handmaid's Tale, you nuts.
That's awesome. That'd be awesome. I'm walking in with my wife with our tickets. Like, sorry, she's got to go around the building.
Vaginas to the left. Vaginas to the left.
Talk about your FEMA camp training. That's right. You know what? The NFL is an extension of the TSA, the DHS, the globalist agenda, and FEMA.
I love the FEMA conspiracy shit. Like the Federal Emergency Management. And they're just like, that shit's evil. It's like, they're the guys who show up. It's like, you seem like you don't have any food. Here's the food. They're just
Need a house? Need a house?
Yeah.
I see your house is not here anymore.
You appear... houseless. We heard all that fucking like FEMA re-education camp shit like really kind of hit in earnest after Katrina when they had the trailers. And they're like, oh, you guys just want your free FEMA trailer. It's like, yeah, I would like a place to sleep that's not outside. That is better.
Underwater. Right? Or destroyed by water damage.
Right. Yeah. There's no shame in being like, I have a family and they would like to not be dead. They're real insistent on that subject.
Oh, look at me, entitled fucker over here.
But then they took that narrative and like, oh, they're giving these things away to like imprison the population. Well, they've done a terrible job of it. A terrible job of using FEMA to do a evil times.
Yeah.
Where are my FEMA camps? Where are they? Like literally, what is the address of a single FEMA camp?
It's got to be in New Orleans somewhere.
God.
And I've said it before and I'll say it again. That's right. Every NFL stadium. Do you know that it's a FEMA camp in hiding?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
No, the people live under the stadium. It's like the people under the stairs.
I love that the idea that the stadium that holds 60,000 people is hiding anything.
Yeah.
That is the most in plain sight hiding ever. Ever. It's like playing hide and go seek. Like standing right next to the guy. I'm right here. I'm right here.
He's on the 5-yard line and runs right into a trailer. Just, just falls backwards.
All the people go away like these big doors. Ting, 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 ting. You're trapped in here with me now.
FEMA.
That's right, folks. The American public is being conditioned to the fact that the state owns your bodies and your freedoms in addition. And you don't think...
In addition to what?
Wait, you didn't make the first point to add one to it.
I think the NFL is promoting various globalist agendas, such as gun control.
Well, they do have a globalist agenda to play in London 4 times a year. So that's their globalist agenda.
Fuck. Gun control? Because you can't shoot somebody in the stadium?
They fucking start out the thing with one of those shit-kicking hillbillies who sings that Monday night song.
Isn't that a Hank Williams
it's
guy?
It's like a fuck, something like that. I don't know. One of those hillbilly sings that. Doesn't Shania Twain sing it too or something?
Oh, I haven't watched it since I lived with my dad.
Yeah, so it's like a hillbilly singing the song. It's like, right. Monday night, goo, goo, goo. They fucking sing that song all the time. That's it. Like those people fucking probably their house, their Christmas tree is covered with guns.
It's like a whip of gingerbread guns. It's just the whole house is guns.
Go to church and in the collection plate is guns.
Think again. The NFL, I'm calling them the National Fertilizer League.
What is that? Why? What's fertilizer? Why are we fertilizer?
Big slam on fertilizer out of nowhere. I like how she had to think of that on the fly. She's like, I'm calling them the National Fertilizer League. It sounds like she's trying to get away with saying a bad word.
Oh, my God.
Fucking awesome.
Oh, ammonium nitrate for everyone. What? I don't understand.
I mean the doo-doo kind of fertilizer.
Oh, my God.
Or maybe I should call it the Network of Finance Leaders. NFL, not freaking likely. I've said it before and I'll say it again.
All those things are unrelated. Just things you can... What's not freaking likely have to do with this? Wait, what you're saying is not freaking likely. So I guess we could go with that one.
Finance leaders.
Fucking finance leaders.
I'm crying.
I don't even know what that means. Most of these guys, they get a concussion, they forget who they are, and they spend all their money before they leave. It's like, they wander around. They're like, no. Fucking, hey, Bill, the door's over there. I spent all my money.
I want another McLaren.
Job. I didn't graduate from college. I had a free ride. My life sucks. I basically killed myself out here for your amusement. Are you not entertained? These people, their life is shit after they leave. So far,
all my joints are broken.
Finance leaders. Oh, it's amazing.
Again, that's right. The globalist agenda. I'm not kidding. The NFL has come to represent a whole new era of in-your-face tyranny. I talked to
I don't know that extreme. New tyranny.
Is there any? What tyranny isn't in your face, though? I mean, like, is it the very fact that it's tyrannical? Isn't that sort of deep, like? Doesn't that sort of explain the in-your-face nature of it?
I love that idea.
In-your-face tyranny, as opposed to that subtle nobody noticed the tyranny. Hey, ooh, is there anything tyrannical happening?
Sure, the insidious tyranny that's happening. I'd much rather have some in your face tyranny.
Now, even cheesier tyranny.
Some in your face tyranny. It's like after the tyranny gets finished, it does a touchdown pass. Oh, in your face.
The secret police roll up and just fucking chest thump you. Do something. Are you gonna stop?
It's like high-fiving his buddy. They spike their baton on the ground. Oh, fuck.
Talked about this in 2011 at Giants.
In your face.
This clip comes from episode 387. Turn That Frown Upside Down, released on November 20th.
This story is from the Daily News. Male lions having sex in Kenya has censors roaring over crazy gay animals. So, there's censors at the zoo or whatever? Like, there's animal censors? I read that title, that headline. I'm like, really? There's censors for everything? Yeah. Not just like, what movies we're going to watch? Well, let's ask the censor. Like, it's like, what are the lions going to do?
A guy with like a cloth that holds it in front of them when they're banging. Yeah.
They're just doing it like they do on the Discovery Channel. Yeah. I'm just saying, they're just nothing but mammals. That was bad. So this is basically a photograph of two dudes, lion dudes. Appear to be getting it on.
Yeah. My favorite part of this is I you can't really listen to this audio because the people do really have very thick accents and it's kind of hard to understand. But when you listen to it, the guy who's getting asked the question, the person says, well, there's two male lions and they would look like they were having sex. And the guy's like, how do we know they're male? And the woman says, well, it's common knowledge that any lion that has a mane is a male.
Right. Like, well, maybe it's a cross-dressing.
How do we know? How do we know? They look like they're having some fun, though. Just look at that one on the bottom. He's like, gimme. Gimme.
I have like legit, like, did he spit on it first? Like, I mean, really? He's going in dry?
He is.
He's going in dry. They live.
I think that those, on the planes, I think those little lipstick things come with their own lube.
Oh, they self-lube? Yeah, I want a self-lubing dick. That's an amazing
They would almost
dick.
Have to, wouldn't they?
I don't know.
Because don't they physically attack the female and like...
I don't know, but isn't it because the female's in heat or whatever? So maybe she's just it down. Juicy as fuck the whole time. Like, just walking around.
Damn, bitch, you juicy. Damn, you juicy.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe that's what being in heat is. Yeah. Just, they're just walking around fucking snail.
Well, what's this guy giving off if that's the case? Maybe he's not in heat. It's just damn hot out. That's all right. All I love too because the guy again also says, well, maybe they saw
a couple of gay guys and they learned it from the gay guys. And I'm thinking to myself, one, do animals need to watch us fuck to know how to fuck? Like, right? Do they need that level of information? And like if that's the case, then why haven't they started their own fire or stolen a car or, you know, I don't know, poached each other? You know what I mean? Like, if they learn from humans.
Right. Let's hunt us for sport.
We're never watching you.
What gay couple is like walking around? They see two lions and they're like, this is the place to fuck. I want to fuck. I got to tell you,
I know
you
what it are. Is.
Okay.
It's like, it's just like when you hang yourself and you jerk off, it's the threat of death.
It makes you
shoot your balls out of your cock. But the doom. That's what it is.
Yeah. We might get eaten, but get eaten. All right. Let's get your fucking. All right.
This clip comes from episode 390. Say hello to my little friend. Released on December 11th.
Hillary Clinton was going to legalize bestiality and pedophilia.
Bestiality, the very best of the realities. All right, so this is David Henry Jenkins or whatever his name is.
Whatever, Robert
David Steele. Steely. I was close.
Hollywood has been run by Zionists from day one.
And the Zionists also ran The Matrix 1 and 2, I'll have you know. I almost forgot about that movie.
That movie? You should forget about number two.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, number two.
Three is just as bad, Tom. I know you don't believe it, but it is. It just is. You don't make a fucking mech with no armor in the front. It's not all in the back. It's stupid. It's a fucking shooty thing that's coming at you.
The second Matrix movie is the most worst movie.
No, it's not.
It is the worst movie of all time.
It's not, though. That third movie is worse than
that. I would rather watch a 2 hours Wendy's commercial.
It's just somebody pouring a Frosty for 2 hours. It's like, brr. It's just giant cup. And then it's like, brr.
It's just that old lady like, where's the beef?
I would watch two hours.
Man.
Oh, I'd watch that Pornhub channel. Are you kidding me?
She drops his pants and she's like, where's the beef?
She's in all the glory holes. I don't know that we can continue. Here we go.
Oh, okay.
Wood was designed, inclusive of Walt Disney, was designed to destroy American values.
That's fair. No, it's fair. No, that's fair.
All right.
There's a wonderful 15-minute tape that summarizes all Shirley Temple movies as pedophilia code. Okay.
Why? Wait, why do you need a code to be a pedophile? Wait, is it like the Manchurian Candidate when you see it? You're just like, fuck, now I'm fucking turned on by little girls.
What, do all the pedophiles get together in some sort of convention or something?
Yeah, what do you need a code for? Well, if you're a pedophile and you like Shirley Temple, you're just going to jerk off to that, right? I don't need your permission, do I?
Right.
You know what the code is for? It's for Shirley Temple. Blink twice if the producer's raping you.
You go back and you look at every Shirley Temple movie. It is essentially soft porn for pedophiles.
It's the softest possible porn. Yeah.
And also, here's the thing. Pretty much any little kid is soft porn for pedophiles.
Right.
Right? The fucking JCPenney catalog was soft porn for me. So, and not for kids because I liked older women. I still do. I look at the mature section. Gills. Where's the beef?
Let's move away from this line of questioning.
Where's the beef? I like to think that woman is shaming me, actually.
And there's a marvelous 15-minute video that's been done, which isn't 5/8 iota if you look up Shirley Temple, that extracts all of the critical code word points in Shirley Temple movies and makes it absolutely crystal clear that Shirley Temple was essentially the poster girl for pedophiles for her entire career. They are essentially...
There's just a Shirley Temple. She's just like dressed like that Rosie the Worker or whatever. And all it says is, you can do me on the bottom. Rosie the Riveter or whatever.
You order a Shirley Temple. Tastes like vagina. It's weird.
I'd like to order the code red. Oh, it's Shirley Temple. It's not a code red yet.
Not yet.
This is the worst show we've ever done.
You gotta let it age. Age of Fugue.
That's the worst show we've ever done.
It's not even close.
God.
They have to tell her, like, okay, you're going to be on the next pedophile promotional video. Anyway, can congratulations.
Okay, so you're an actor. Look happy.
Nobody's going to want to jerk off to you.
Oh, God.
Unless you're smiling. I mean, obvious.
No, actually, look sad. They like that better.
Here, I'll get some mascara. Is there,
any way you can look kidnapped from a third world country?
Jesus Christ. Oh, my God. Are you serious? Is there any way you can look kidnapped? Fuck is wrong with you?
Has in it a number of very specific occurrences, which have been summarized in a wonderful 15-minute video.
This 15-minute video must be fucking amazing.
Sounds like he wanked it to it a lot, though.
Jesus Christ. How much you get paid every time?
So just so you know, it's a 15-minute video.
God damn.
Who's going to watch 15 minutes of some dickhead jabbering on about code words if I look at a fucking Shirley Temple movie?
If I look at an internet video that's more than 3 minutes long
and I don't skip to the end.
I'm like, do they have this in a compilation?
No, I want the little person one in a compilation. Do you have that?
Montage.
Yeah, it's playing the Facts of Life music in the background as things slowly fading out. You take the good, you take the bad, you take it in the butt, and there you have.
Oh, God.
Oh, it's late, guys. It's fucking late. Fuck. God, it's fucking midnight, and we're both jet lagged.
I haven't slept in like 14 weeks.
I haven't been sleeping.
It's a gate now. A Walt Disney character. Millions and millions of views, and YouTube is not censoring these. YouTube is censoring me, but it's not censoring these.
You sound mad, bro.
When I say YouTube is censoring me, they're demonetizing me. They've also deleted some of my videos, but they're now starting to realize that BitChute.com is cleaning them out.
No.
What is YouTube is just fine.
What's it called again?
BitChute.com.
Oh,
yes. Oh. Really hurting YouTube.
BitChute. Yeah, that fucking household name of BitChute.com.
Hey, man, do you have the BitChute app on your phone?
I can't wait to go to the BitChute party later. What? Yeah, the BitChute app, right? Just like searching the app store. And so I was like, no, not BitChute.
And YouTube could be on the verge of self-destruction if it keeps going on this current path.
Owned by Google, but, they'll be just fine forever. They're fine forever.
Yeah, fucking Google Plus is still around, everybody. Google Plus still exists. There's fucking three users to Google Plus. We're going to hear from all three of them on this show.
Right now.
But there's three Google Plus users, and it still exists.
Google can sink a gajillion dollars in those weird Google glasses. Do you remember those?
Google ejaculates money on those fucking Google glasses. like a glasses fucking cum shot. Just brr, there's fucking coins bouncing off them. They don't get Bitcoins. From the bit shoot. It's from the bit shoot. It's just come right out.
Going back to Hollywood, we have senior founding Zionists in Hollywood saying our objective is to eliminate all American values.
And that's what they're saying. That's what they're doing.
The senior Zionists.
They have their senior Zionist meeting. Like, hey, give me a bagel with a schmear.
You come home from work and you're like so excited. Like, honey, great news. I made the cut. I'm now a senior Zionist. Look, I got a new business card.
I'm executive vice president Zionist. I get to park at a special spot.
What does that mean? I got better stock options. I don't know. I get to destroy. I get to pick one American value and destroy it.
I get to destroy it. And then I get to add to my 401k.
I think I'm going
to
pick baseball. Yeah. That's what.
And we have a senator who has exposed a memorandum from Loretta Lynch. Had Hillary Clinton become president, they were going to legalize bestiality and pedophilia.
I don't think they're federally illegal. I think they're illegal on a state level.
Federally illegal? Like you get the feds kicking your door down. I'm just fucking a goat. What? What? Just got back from New Zealand. It's the thing they do down there.
FBI, put down the hamsters. Fuck you, pig.
Come find them.
Have you got a pig?
Come find them in me. Say hello to my little friend.
What is happening over there tonight?
My little
Oh, God.
Oh, God. This is the worst show I've ever done. Oh, it's so terrible.
This clip comes from episode 391. Alexa, released on December 18th.
Everywhere they're pushing sex bots, and they're a giant new industry, basically just fancy blow-up dolls that have like an Alexa bot program hooked into the central network.
Okay, hang on a minute.
Okay.
I have Alexa.
Okay.
Don't you be trash talking Alexa. I love Alexa.
She's. Why do they need an Alexa, though? Do you have to be like, Alexa, moan like a porn star? Which one? Ron Jeremy.
Of the people that produce
this. You're like fucking the thing. You're like, yeah. I got to update my to-do list.
Alexa, order batteries.
Alexa, we're out of petroleum jelly.
Alexa, start a timer.
And the tech companies just have basically a big rubber blow-up doll sex bot that's in your house that has like a fleshlight, I guess is what they call them.
You guessed.
I guess what you call them.
You
if you wanted a fleshlight, you could go to adamandeve.com. They have a wide array of fleshlights. You could also get, I don't know that they sell sex bots or Alexa. But they certainly sell things you can fuck. They sell things you can
be fucked with.
They sell things that make the fucking process easier, fun, and more interesting. All you have to do is go to adamandeve.com and enter Gloria at checkout. You'll get 50% off any item, a free sex swing,
which would make it more interesting,
and free shipping.
There you go.
Glory at checkout, adamandeve.com.
As a sex member, and they push it as trendy and brave and cool. They're now
brave.
Are
you fucking a fleshlight? You're
so brave. I've never felt more like a man. You're like, than when I fuck this fleshlight.
There's all the guys around you are just standing with their heart over their hand over their heart. They're saluting with the other hand. Like, fucking God bless America playing in the background. Brave.
I love it. It's like you're gonna call your buddies
out of here.
Dude, you wouldn't believe this shit. Oh, did you run into a burning building?
So
no,
brave.
I couldn't convince a human woman to fuck me.
So I fucked my Roomba.
Oh my God, you're a hero. Did you pull people out of the burning wreckage of 9/11? No, I fucked a robot.
I'm braver than that.
Creating on the LGBTQP3CL4. They were showing.
Ha, 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 ha. I'm making fun of designations of people.
It
ha,
is
ha, ha,
hilarious.
Ha.
You know what it is?
Doesn't
it's
everybody
clever.
Doesn't everybody else hate the Jews too?
I mean, the designations, they show elementary kids in Canada, the US, and the UK. Let's put that back on screen. You guys found some of those during the break because they're ever expanding. They're now saying sex with machines or sex with cars or sex with appliances. There's a whole big movement.
Appliances. Jesus. You've got to be creative to get it with the toaster oven.
Right.
You know what I mean? You got to have just the right amount of pressure on that door. You know what I mean? You just don't want to let it slam.
I feel like if you modified the immersion blender, you could have a go.
Oh,
God. I don't really know how. I just wanted to say that. Who would fuck a car? How would you even fuck a car?
I don't know. How do you fuck like a KitchenAid? I mean, come on.
There's an attachment for everything.
It's like I got the ice cream attachment, the dough
hook.
Well,
here's the beater attachment.
And the fleshlight attachment.
Here's the beat-off attachment. Oh, my God, I'm stuck in the pasta maker. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Call every emergency vehicle.
You start a fucking car with that thing. Are you kidding me?
Wait a minute. If you had to fuck an appliance.
If you had to fuck an appliance.
You have to fuck an appliance.
I have to pick one appliance to fuck.
That's mine. That's easy, I think.
A Whirlpool. It's always squirting. So.
the feedback. That's amazing. It's the refrigerator. You get a snack when you're done.
Snack. You shut the door. You get a smash.
Oh. Deli meat's gone off.
It's you don't want to fuck the can opener. That's one you want to stay away from.
That's no good.
Yeah.
Toaster's out every time.
Toaster is out. No good. Yeah. There's a few of them that are just not good. Yeah. Processor. The grater. It's like, whoo. That's not a good.
Yeah, for people.
There's just no way to do it. You know what I mean? Like, you're just like some of them you might be able to get creative. There's a few you're just like,
that's not,
like fucking barbed wire. Like, I'm not doing that.
Where people are marrying their cars, marrying their toasters, marrying.
We're just saying you can't do that.
Marrying your toaster.
Nobody's done that ever.
I love the people that marry their cars. Yeah.
Who fucking officiates the wedding? The mechanic? The fuck happens? Okay. And now, car, if you'll sign.
Oh,
here.
You can't.
Oh, it's not.
That's weird.
Huh.
Huh. Oh, toaster.
Michael, I didn't say yes, Michael.
I cannot. What are you doing, Michael?
They're dogs, they're cats, they're horses. I'm not kidding.
Yes.
But you're making
but
it
But you're
up.
Lying. You're not kidding about it. You're just lying about it.
And they're catching people in public places. You see it all the time. Like, I'm trying to have sex with a Ferrari. Or trying to have sex with a 57 Chevy.
You say this all the time. I don't even see Ferraris and 57 Chevys all the time, much less people fucking them.
A Ferrari. Motherfucker, you walk near a Ferrari that isn't yours.
Right?
And the fucking, the alarm bells go off. A fucking attack chopper comes out of the sky.
Ferraris come equipped with like seven guard dogs that live in the Ferrari.
And like one Guido.
That's what I said, guard dogs.
And they actually, I'm not going to get into the details of what they do, but they lube up the tailpipe and everything.
If you have to lube up the tailpipe, slow clap.
Bro, right?
Slow clap. Man. Jesus, we were talking about penis size on fucking Citation Needed the other day. The girth on you to lube up a tailpipe.
No wonder a woman won't fuck you.
Jesus,
rip her too.
Man. God, you got a timber down there. Fucking axe handle McGee. My God, you got to lube up the tailpipe. I mean, fuck, I could bounce mine off the side. Fucking, are you kidding me? She lube up the tailpipe. It would be, I cannot imagine a situation where it would be hard to put in the tailpipe.
I'm thinking like those
glass. I feel like I could invite two friends. Are you kidding me?
All right. Well, that's going to wrap it up for this episode of Toaster Shakens 2017. We, of course, encourage everybody to rate us on iTunes, to share our episodes. If you had a particular favorite this year, maybe go back in the back catalog and share it. Maybe the Dan Savage episode is your favorite. Share that with some of your friends. We'd appreciate it, of course. And we're going to leave you like we always do with the Skeptic's Creed.
Credulity is not a virtue. It's fortune cookie cutter, mommy issue, hypno-Babylon bullshit. Couched in scientician, double bubble, toil and trouble, pseudo-quasi-alternative, acupunctuating, pressurized, stereogram, pyramidal, free energy, healing, water, downward spiral, brain dead pan, sales pitch, late night info-docutainment. Leo, Pisces, cancer cures, detox, reflex, foot massage, death and towers, tarot cards, psychic healing, crystal balls, Bigfoot, Yeti, aliens, churches, mosques, and synagogues, temples, dragons, giant worms, Atlantis, dolphins, truthers, birthers, witches, wizards, vaccine nuts, shaman healers, evangelists, conspiracy, doublespeak, stigmata, nonsense. Expose your signs. Thrust your hands, bloody, evidential, conclusive. Doubt even this.
The opinions and information provided on this podcast are intended for entertainment purposes only. All opinions are solely that of Glory Hole Studios, LLC. Cognitive Dissonance makes no representations as to accuracy, completeness, currentness, suitability, or validity of any information, and will not be liable for any errors, damages, or butthurt arising from consumption. All information is provided on an as-is basis. No refunds. produced in association with the local Dairy Council and viewers like you.